Freedom is the right to tell what they do not want to hear. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
I want to get the language right.
The government is in trouble.
You're all a bunch of slaves. A bunch of slaves.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of me?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
Y'all ready to go to church?
Go to church.
My name is S.M. Gibson, and this is the Anti-Media Radio. It is August the 18th, 2015, and what you are listening to right now is an alternative to the garbage that they shove down your throat from the corporate media. I refuse to say mainstream because you know what? The truth has gone mainstream at this point. But the corporate media, their agenda, you're listening to the alternative. It's over. The truth is here, the truth is now, and you are listening to it. If you want real information, you're about to get it. For instance, 741 Americans have been killed by police officers so far this year in 2015. 741 Americans have been killed by police officers so far in 2015. And not to be biased, 75 police officers have died in the line of duty. Now, when they list those stats, they list all police officers who have died in the line of duty so far in 2015. And I don't want anyone dying anywhere. But 20 of those are from automobile accidents. 12 of those are from heart attacks. Only 20 are from gunfire. 741 versus 75, including 12 heart attacks and 20 automobile accidents. The city of Chicago, with their gun laws that are meant to protect Americans and keep Americans safe, 1,805 people have been shot in the city of Chicago so far this year. 304 homicides. God rest their souls. It's just absolutely sickening to me that people believe that any of these laws are working. Look at the drug war. It is a joke. People do what they want. They get what they want when they want. The great American ally, Saudi Arabia, God bless them. They didn't have 15 of the 19 hijackers. Nah, they didn't at all. They're great, great allies. They're best friends. Let's hold their hands as they walk through the fields of Crawford, Texas, and kiss them on the cheek. Let's kill ISIS, though, because they beheaded people. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia beheaded 120 people so far this year in 2015. The great American ally, we're their friends, they're good guys. 120 people beheaded by Saudi Arabia. It's not enough death for you. Saudi Arabia right now is also leading a coalition supported by the United States, of course, because if Saudi Arabia does anything, the United States is going to, you know, get in there and be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We don't mind. Since March, a Saudi-led offensive in the country of Yemen, 1,916 civilians, 4,000 people by the numbers from Amnesty International, almost 2,000 civilians dead, gone. Thanks, Saudi Arabia. You're a great allies. As always, the wonderful producer, the genius, the madman himself, Mr. Shannon Madden. Shannon, how are you doing tonight?
You know what I can't believe? I can't believe that Donald Trump is still a thing, and ain't nobody talking about the true candidate, and that's Berman Supreme. I'm Supreme 16.
Trump ain't a thing. You better vote Berman Supreme.
Yeah. Fear the boot. Chris Christie, here's this guy.
Well,
I mean, really, you want to get pissed off, just turn on Fox News sometimes and just turn the sound off and just watch the anger seething from your television screen. It's beautiful. It really is. It's almost like watching pro wrestling, except
it's exactly what it is. It's
the costumes are not near as cool.
No, I'm scared of Brock Lesnar. I'm not scared of anybody on Fox News. But I tell you what, and some wonderful, amazing people I work with. If you want to talk about the presidential election for a second, let's talk about it. Amazing, wonderful people that I work with. For instance, a man that is a genius unto his own right. I respect him and look up to him and his work, Mr. Derek Rose. He does not have time for any candidate, for any of the politics. And to me, he has reached, you know, that level where you can just get past it. And I completely respect where that man's coming from. But at the same time, I feel like you have to have your foot in the lukewarm water to gauge the reaction of the people. There's a reason that a majority of the population is going for Donald Trump right now. Like, and there's a reason that Democrats are going for Bernie Sanders. Even Rand Paul, there's a reason people are going for him. People are so fed up with politicians, politics, the banks, whatever it may be. Like, as much as I disagree with the candidates I just named, and you're not going to hear me endorse a candidate for sure, and the policy of those people are just, you know, that some of it's just laughable by some of those guys. I get why people like them, because they are preaching an anti-establishment kind of a rhetoric. Bernie Sanders, oh, we're going to screw the banks. We're going to give people all this free stuff. You know, Bernie Sanders is very, I hate the government. How dare the government? We should just hand it over to the government to let them take care of it. Trump is just an idiot. But he's very, you know, with both middle fingers in the air at the establishment.
Yeah, but
he is the establishment.
He does not have a boot on his head, and there is no mention of any free ponies whatsoever.
My point is this, though.
None.
My point is this, is I understand the frustration Americans have that support some of this lunacy that's going on. And, again, people that I respect, you know, and their opinions, I think are just brilliant people. I get why they have distanced themselves, because I think they're right. But at the same time, if you want to convert the mass audience to what's going on in the world, you have to remember the mass audience is feeling this frustration. They're buying into this.
So this
theater.
Is the filter that the mass audience has chosen? Donald
yes,
Trump?
Yes, that is it. Yeah. That is it. Because there's just a guy that doesn't care, that's just going to say whatever nonsense comes out of his mouth.
He doesn't like Arianna Huffington at all.
No.
From what I understand.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
But, you know, I believe it's important to keep up with it, because you have to keep your finger on the pulse of the people if you want to present the people the truth. That's what I believe. It doesn't mean I support these candidates. It doesn't mean you should get involved. You have to pay attention if you want to change the hearts and minds of Americans. Just my personal opinion.
Yeah, but I mean, why, if somebody's going to check my pulse, then they need to stick their finger up my butthole to do it.
Well,
that's where I'm at with Trump.
I'm that way with all of them. So, no, we're on the same page. I'm not telling anybody to support anybody by all. Because, listen, I think those guys are fools. I just don't think you should turn your back on paying attention to it. Does that mean you should go out and vote? Because, look, we've already proven Diebold's got the whole thing rigged. The entire system's rigged. Nobody's winning or elected anymore. Your vote really does not count. Period. It doesn't. Sorry to, you know, break everybody's bubble out there. But to ignore the mindset of the general population is a completely different thing. You have to know where people are at so you can know where to reach them to get the truth across to them. That being said...
Yeah, but is the truth being delivered by Donald J. Trump? Come on, man.
And that's why right now people are listening to anti-media radio to get the truth. Of course Donald Trump's not delivering the truth. I tell you, who is delivering the truth? Every week, Miss Claire Burnish. Claire, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, Miss Claire. How you doing?
Hello. Busy day.
It has been a busy day, a busy week. Okay. Start us off, Claire. What you got the drones. Go ahead and throw everybody into the loop on this one.
Okay. So it turns out that despite the drone program being one of the most controversial and, you know, hated things in the world, we are going to expand the drone program dramatically. They're going to increase drone flights somewhere around 50%. And this is the crazy part. It's going to be the Air Force in conjunction with the Army, and also what's the Special Operations Command. But the fact that the Army and the Air Force are going to somehow come together and work on this program together is very interesting, considering that there was just a report that $500 million was wasted trying to get the two to cooperate just on purchasing the same drone. So I'm not really sure how this is going to work, but it looks like they're going to push ahead, and we're going to see more lethal drone flights as well as more surveillance flights all around the world.
Sounds like we're going to keep safer. Cover me up in bed.
And again, we need to go ahead and give this number the proper respect that it deserves. The Army and the Air Force have wasted $500 million, $500 million taxpayer dollars in a pissing match, is basically what it amounts to.
Yeah.
Over these drones.
But those numbers blanket my fear, Shannon. I'm terrified going to bed at night. Terrified. They're going to get me. Those brown people are coming to get me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been watching TV.
That Trump.
They wear masks.
Trump.
There's a Cobra theme song in the background.
Yeah.
And they want me dead.
Trump wants to build a wall up. Keep
yeah.
it down. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong brown people. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. It's completely different.
I got my brown people mixed up. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So this is great news, I'm sure, you know, for everybody. I was looking at the death tolls, like the body counts, for what has happened with the drone program just since 2004. You know, it would be one thing if the drones were targeting specific enemies that were confirmed enemies, or I don't even know. I don't agree with that still. But there are so many civilians that die as a result of us, you know, basically just firing missiles everywhere in the world by these unmanned aerial vehicles. And there are, so far, at least 1,100 casualties of civilians in just four countries, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Afghanistan. Since about 2002, 2004,
well,
and 200 of those casualties were children. So you know, those threatening children. That's, you know, those are the real enemy.
Obviously, that number is probably a lot greater than they're insinuating. I know we have him on many weeks. My great friend Kelvin Jones. He has told me about looking at computers and watching some of these drone strikes. And you know, he'll see one building get blown up because there's one guy inside the building, and it'll take out, you know, 100 civilians or something.
Oh, yeah.
But they get their one bad guy out of it, so, you know, that's a victory. So we're talking the civilian count is out of control. And I assume when you gave your stats, you say it started in 2004. We luckily, you know, fingers crossed, thank God, we had a Nobel Peace Prize winner elected in 2008. So I assume that stopped in 2008, right?
Yeah,
because the Nobel Peace Prize.
We got rid of all them troops in Afghanistan and brought all that heroin, I mean, all of our troops back home.
Yeah, that all ended, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in Afghanistan, and, you know, we have a Nobel Peace Prize winner as a president, so everything is good in the world, right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
We're definitely a more peaceful nation because everybody's all doped up on heroin.
No, Oxycontin.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
It's FDA approved. Dude, FDA approved. Come on.
The heroin seems to be CIA.
listen, you seem pretty worked up. We should go get you some Suboxone tomorrow.
Yeah.
But,
well, you know, think about this also. Think about increasing this drone program with, you know, what came out a little while ago, the law of war manual for the military, and how, you know, journalists are now considered just as evil as, say, somebody from ISIS. And I don't know. The implications of this are just not good in any way.
But here's the thing, Claire, and if we want to get real and sit here and, you know, stop being sarcastic like we usually do, the government fears journalists way more than they fear ISIS. They control ISIS. They fund them their arsenal. They fund them their financial means. They, you know, accidentally leave all these Humvees over there, whatever the case may be. But real journalists, and we're not talking about CNN or, you know, Fox, whatever it may, whatever it is. We're talking about journalism. They pose a bigger threat than anybody and anything. And of course they consider them terrorists, because they're going to sit here and say, this is what's really going on. This is the truth of what's happening.
Exactly.
And that's what they don't, the truth is the enemy.
Absolutely.
And Edward Snowden proved that.
Oh man, yeah. Did he ever.
For that guy to become an enemy in a country that sits here and teaches fourth graders about George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or Paul Revere or any of this, like these rebels that overthrew the government because they were screwing us, and to say that Edward Snowden is a traitor, that's insane.
Well, not only that he's a traitor, but that he was aiding the enemy. And if he's aiding the enemy and really who he's helping out are the people of the U.S., then what does that really say?
They are literally saying that you, me, Shannon, and everybody listening to this program right now, except for those, you know, few over there in Langley, we're all the enemy.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's where we live. I mean, why can't people understand that, Claire? Like, what receptor has been blocked for them not to get this information?
Well, it's a very severe case of cognitive dissonance, I would have to say, and willful denial. I mean, there's no way to see what's going on and not understand it. It takes an act of will to deny that any of this is aimed towards the citizens of the U.S. and towards, you know, it's the government versus everybody else. And if you don't see that, I mean, you're just denying it to yourself for no reason, and it's not going to do you any good at all. I mean, we are the enemy. Look at how they view, I would say, you know, the different activist groups, environmentalists. They're all viewed and classified literally as terrorists. That should say something. I mean, we're supposed to be allowed to dissent. That's supposed to be, you know, the sign of a healthy, quote-unquote, democracy. But if we're all viewed as terrorists, then that's a sign that, you know, this oppression, these oppressors, they're afraid of what it is that people can actually do if they start to rebel.
Juggalos are terrorists now. ICP.
Well, that's a whole different show, and I'm not going to say they're not, because that music is horrible.
Yeah, it really is. That is a terroristic threat.
That is artistic. That is genuinely artistic terrorism, or ICP. But I tell you what, last week, me and Kelvin, you know, we're talking about Chelsea Manning, and me and Kelvin were sitting here. We're getting the pronouns wrong for Chelsea Manning. But I tell you what, at the end of the day, and this is what I said last week, you know, he, she, whatever, Chelsea Manning's a hero. 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 Period. That's the label that Chelsea Manning needs on her, is being a hero. And the most frustrating thing on that for me is we have a Nobel Peace Prize winning president that is holding in prison a Nobel Peace Prize nominee. Does people not get the insanity of that? How crazy that is? That's where our country has gone to. A person that, you know, maybe he wasn't as, you know, on point as Snowden and got away and, you know, whatever. And it was very, I'm just giving you some information, got caught. But it doesn't make the efforts not heroic, because it was trying to inform the American people of something they needed to know. And I tell you what, at this point, I'd rather sit there and salute a statue of Chelsea Manning and Edward Snowden than I would any of those statues sitting in the mall in Washington, D.C. Because those people are dead and gone and they're ghosts. And if they ever were important, they ever did believe in anything, that is gone and been floated down the river. And it's these people that are standing up for true freedom.
I absolutely agree. And it's interesting that you bring up Manning because think about what he exposed. You know, drone strikes on Reuters journalists. So, you know, there's something right there.
Absolutely. And the frustrating thing is people are cheering the fact that in prison. Almost going to solitary confinement, like that, you know, that's been the rumor. Going to solitary confinement. For what? Why is this person even in jail?
No good reason.
It is a good reason.
To the government, a threat to the fascists. That's really what it comes down to.
That's what it is. It's fascism. And these flag-waving patriots, like, how do they not see that the flag that you salute, fair enough to doing it, because you know what? At certain points throughout the history of this country, people did that die for us to have freedom. But Chelsea Manning, Edward Snowden embodied those values to such a level, they like manned up both of them and did it. And they're enemies of the state. Enemies of the state. It's 1984.
Completely. It is, and I actually, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think it's much more like 1985 or 86 at this point. I mean, we've gone beyond, like, the insanity of 1984.
I tell you what, Claire, as much as you don't want to be quoted, I think we're getting that one down tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, thank you so much for calling in tonight and talking with us, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again very, very soon, dear.
All right, thank you very much. You both have a good night.
Thank you, Ms. Claire. Night.
Night.
So, Shane, what are your thoughts about that whole situation?
Well, again, going back to what the story that Claire published, you know, 30,000 lethal and surveillance drones globally. Basically manned by some kids in a bunker playing a video game. That in and of itself is truly frightening because the actual humanity of the decision to actually have to raise a gun and shoot somebody has been completely eliminated. You know, you've got kids coming in that are going to be pretty much playing a video game, killing, you know, civilians that are insurgents, you know.
It's Halo without the Halo and plus the horns. Area code 336, welcome to Anti-Media Radio. This is your host, S.M. Gibson. Tell us your name and where you're calling from tonight.
Yes, I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, tell us your name. Go ahead.
Randy Bowman.
Randy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm trying to get the concept of how the DMV and the court system do not work together. But yet, I just lost my license from the DMV on a bogus charge with no witnesses, with a police officer testifying that I did a refusal. Well, that was fine, so I was supposed to have my license back on July the 7th. Call the governor's office every time I call. He's overseas on vacation. Never could get in touch. When he finally did get in touch with me, they said that was accurate. But then, as soon as my suspension was up, the court system said that I blew a .26. I said, well, wait a minute here. How can you charge me and not charge me for the same crime, working together, getting that money, and now my suspension went again for December of 2015. I'm still trying to figure all this out. They're going heat. I mean, it's just incomprehensive to me. I'm just...
Well, let me ask you a question real quick. Are you a man of influence? Do you have any kind, or do you have a lot of money?
See, that's the thing. Also went to the hearing before I even went to court, which proves me guilty before, you know,
court. That's what I'm driving at, though. Do you have a lot of money? Are you a wealthy person? Do you work for a living,
I'm disabled, and I was only given 2 to 5 years left to live when I'm dying of a lung disease called COPD and emphysema. And if the cop wanted to test to see if I had been drinking, all they had to do was give me a blood test, which they never offered.
Yeah, but, I mean, they wouldn't have been able to get any money if they'd offered you a blood test and found out that you weren't guilty. You see what I'm driving at?
Yes, sir. I spent about almost $2,000 or $3,000.
Yeah, and they want you to spend more. And you're going to have to probably wind up spending more, and you're going to have to get a lawyer, and you're going to have to pretty much play the system and go ahead and plug into it. And that's what we report on this show night in, night out. The fact that, and again, we talk so much about the civilians that are being shot by, unarmed civilians that are being shot by the police, but that only scratches the surface as far as how far this goes. And our caller is giving us a perfect example of what we talk about the fact that a cop can just come up and arbitrarily just throw a charge at you, whether it's right or not, and because it's your word against the police officers, unless you spend a damn near fortune to exonerate yourself, you're pretty much screwed.
And I'm going to tell you something. You brought a great point up. The caller brought up a great point, and so did you, Shannon, is so much of America right now and the whole hashtag movement for whatever lives matter, they're just thinking that cops are out there just to, you know, kill people. But really, what it is, you know, they're out there to collect money.
That's it, revenue.
And if you kill somebody, there's not money involved.
No.
So your case, it fits the perfect thing. These are the ones that go unnoticed. This is the situation that people don't care about.
Daily.
There's not a Twitter hashtag storm about this one. It is, why would we need to kill you when we can just, like, you know, put up some bogus charge and now you owe us a bunch of money and nobody's going to believe you because we have a badge on.
Yeah.
And it's the same philosophy of the people that are being killed, and trust me, we talk about it every single episode about what a sin and crime that is, but all the unspoken people, the people that are still alive that are getting financially taken, they're getting put in charges on, that can't get jobs anymore.
You can't get to a job without a driver's license.
Right.
You can't even get a job without
a
driver's license.
And nobody's talking about that. And the deaths are just horrible. But what about all the unspoken people that are white, black, everything, whatever. Doesn't matter about race. The American citizens that are having to deal with this crap.
Yes, absolutely. And again,
and they're being tortured because they are living.
And again, now, and some folks would argue, well, we're talking about a prison state, a police state. Well, where does this tie into this story right here? This ties in squarely to the story right here. Because what happens if you don't pay them fines?
I don't pay. Well, say I had to pay, and I got police on. I hadn't been in the state 10 years, and almost 10 years. As soon as I come back. And it's always the same Burlington Police Department. I have to go through 2 or 3 police departments before I even go to that part of town. I don't even live in that part of town. I've done been assaulted by them on the first charge from 10 years ago. That's why I left the state. And then as soon as I got off the bus, I had to go to court because they said I committed a crime, and I was in the state of Florida, which got dismissed, but it still ended up on my record.
Of course. So now you're in the system, and you pretty much establish yourself as a paying customer. That's why they're picking on you. And a lot of folks don't realize that's why when you get caught up in the system, your name goes on a little list. And that list, it's just like with me with traffic charges. I'll be the first one to admit I'm not the best driver in the world. And I like to feel like I pay for the privilege of driving like shit. I do. I get the occasional ticket here and there. But the point I'm trying to make is that I've already established myself as whenever I get a ticket, I run down there real quick, throw some money at it, and it disappears. Same thing applies here. You're already in the system. You already established being in the system, so they're going to tell whatever story they want to. You know why? because right off the bat, because you're already plugged into their little system as a frequent customer, a good paying customer, they're automatically going to shuffle you through to where you're going to have to keep paying them some more money because you've already done it. It's just like feeding the neighborhood dog that comes over to your house. You feed it enough times, and that dog's going to hang around quite a bit. And it's the same thing with cops. I challenge any police officer to call up right now and challenge that.
Call!
Call in
right now! Take that badge off and pick up the phone.
Oh, I went up there for 3 or 4 times. They wouldn't even let me. They wouldn't even see me.
I
went up there to talk to the chief. I said, look, I mean, I'm getting tired of getting harassed. Now, y'all public service workers, y'all work for the people that pay y'all salary. So how do you have more power and more say than the people that's paying for your salary?
They are people dogs that work for their handlers is what they
woof,
are.
Woof.
Yeah, and they use our money. That we don't employ them anymore. Let's go ahead and get that straight. We pay the money in, and if we don't pay the money in, then there are penalties for that. And as soon as we pay the money in, we've lost control of the money. And that's largely what happens with not only a local level, but a state level and a federal level. What happens to all that money at the end of your check that you have to give out every month? That bitch FICA.
But I tell you what. Go ahead.
I'm disabled, and, you know, and they knew that. I mean, they looked at me. I was in there with my oxygen tank on. And I was like, look.
You sound like a mark to me. I mean, and you know, you think about it. It's not like a mark. It's not like an easy target.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's getting a disability check, so they know there's money there.
Right.
Right. I mean, come on, man. This is a no-brainer. And yes, you are being screwed. We definitely agree with you on that. You know,
the government's giving the money, they're going
to
take the money.
If you don't have the money to throw at it and the money to get a high-powered attorney that's well-connected, it's going to give half his pay to the presiding judge. Sorry, man. I mean, that's just where you're at.
And really, really, I think what you just nailed it, Shannon. You just said it's a disability check because they know you're getting a disability check. Because let me say something. If you had $400 million in the bank and you didn't need a disability check, and yet you still were disabled, they wouldn't be screwing with you. But you know what? They already know that you're low income. They can mess with you. Let's take it. He has no power, no control to do anything to us if we poke him. Let's just poke him.
And there's not a damn thing he can do about it except come off the money or go to jail.
And we're at the point, and this is the point we're at in the United States right now, is we don't discuss the people that are poked on a daily basis. It has gotten so bad, the only people that even kind of make the news are the people that literally get bullets in their face, you know, for no reason, choked out in the streets of New York for selling one cigarette. But what about the millions of people that are just poked?
Mm-hmm. And you know, here's a news flash for all the people out there that are poked. We are the majority. Remember that.
Very true. But I tell you what, thank you so much for the call tonight. Great information. And sorry for what you're going through.
Yeah, that sucks. And again, you know, can't stress it enough. That's why we talk about this. This isn't some grand conspiracy theory. This is going on daily and just about every other American home right now that's not part of the elite 1%, you know, or the upper echelon of towards that 1%.
Well, you're in the top 3%. Sorry, you misspoke.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Gates doesn't get speeding tickets. He has somebody drive for him. He doesn't. He's an idiot. If I was as paid as Bill Gates is, trust me, I would have somebody drive me everywhere. And I
who cares? But think about it. Who cares? Like Bill Gates. Like think about it. Who cares if he gets a ticket? He has so much money. What does it matter?
Yeah, he'll just go by the police department
right.
And fire the police officer.
So maybe he gets speeding tickets every day for all we know. What does it matter?
Yeah, he's an idiot if he doesn't have somebody drive for him. I'm just saying.
Well, I would no. Literally, I would be arrogant and drive intentionally. As horrible and drunk as possible because I know I could buy my way out of it every time. I could literally buy the police department.
Yeah.
I would be terrible. I would be the world's worst person.
That's what Mel Gibson does. I mean, he doesn't have Bill Gates money, but he paid. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You saw Passion of the Christ. We all did.
It gets real sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
So, speaking of keeping it real, Berman Supreme still got her fingers crossed.
Fear the boot, Supreme 16.
But I tell you, legitimately, there is an anger in this country right now. There is a frustration and there is an anger. And it's the reason Donald Trump is up in the polls. They're not looking into Donald Trump. They're not using the capacity to think when they look at him as a candidate. They're just seeing what they see on TV and they're seeing this loudmouth reality TV fool.
Has anybody stopped to ask themselves, why is Donald Trump running for president to begin with?
Like, they don't look past the surface. Because let me tell you something. If I did not look past the surface, period. Like, if that's it. That's all I saw. What you show me on TV, this is it. Nothing else exists. I could support it. Because he's just some guy being like, screw you people, I don't need you, and just whatever. He's being a moron. But then you kind of even get like a centimeter past what they're telling you, and you go, no, I'm pretty sure this guy's really fake. He's really terrible. And you just keep diving down deeper and deeper and deeper. And you realize, oh, no, we're done. Like, if this guy becomes president, we're so screwed.
Could you imagine Barack Obama, though, getting on camera or getting anywhere near a microphone and uttering the same comments, let's say, about Megyn Kelly that Donald Trump uttered?
Nobody could.
Or Arianna Huffington, for that matter.
But here's the thing. And this is why Trump.
Or Rosie O'Donnell.
And this is why Trump has picked. This is, well, I take back what I said a second ago because Trump and his whole Mexico and the wall statements. I think that's the most ridiculous thing ever. That's just nuts.
Who's going to build that wall?
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. That's crazy talk. Like, I don't even kind of get that one. But the other stuff, the people he's talking bad about, Arianna Huffington, or John McCain or Megyn Kelly. It's like, those people are terrible. Yeah, I'm with you. Let's talk bad about them. I'll talk bad about them.
Well, maybe not in the context that he talked bad about him.
Either. Right.
I mean, he got pretty nasty and hateful about it. Instead of just
right, but I don't care. I don't respect those people. I think they're shills. I don't care what anybody offensive thing. Ooh, if, no, I don't care about what offensive term he used against any of those people. And how he said it and what he said. I'm like, get the more offensive, the better to me. But at the same time, Trump has used that, I'm going to talk about a bunch of scumbags, and people are going to rally around that. Meanwhile, just because a scumbag talks about other scumbags doesn't mean the original scumbag isn't a
Yeah, but I mean, a presidential candidate, a serious presidential candidate, making
we live in Jerry Springfield,
quote unquote, mainstream media reporters, Menzies. Come on, man, that was rather unprecedented. You have to admit it. There's been a lot of
I don't care, Megan. Have you heard the defense?
I know.
You know what? Ooh, he referenced her menstrual cycle. Megyn Kelly has been on TV defending police officers who have cold-blooded murder, okay? Young men that were unarmed in this country. I don't give a crap if you reference their menstrual cycle. If that offends you, then screw you.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say that she was defending her menzies, which that would have actually made a lot more sense.
Don't care. Yeah. Don't care. I don't care what he offended or how he offended it, because to me, it's a personal thing. I don't care what he said about her. I don't care how offensive it was, because I've heard her literally defend murder.
This isn't about Trump as a whole. This is about the fact that you had a honest-to-God serious presidential candidate bring up a mainstream reporter's menzies. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
There's a whole new level that our field of candidates.
We're going off the topic here. We're going on topic. They're all horrible. Don't vote for Trump.
Vote for Vernon Spring.
Got to vote for somebody. There is a boot on his head.
Yeah. It's a lot sexier choice than nobody. The guy's got a boot on his head. Free candy, free ponies. I see nothing wrong with any of that. Nothing.
I'd take free ponies.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, and that kind of underscores why I keep bringing up Vernon Supreme. I mean, we're talking about Trump. How can we get any crazier than Trump? A guy with a boot on his head.
Literally.
And if you've actually heard the guy talk, he actually sounds a lot more sane than Trump.
Like, I honestly do not think Vernon Supreme is as crazy as Donald Trump. I like, that's legit.
I think he's a genius. But, you know, that's just me. The guy's got a boot on his head, free ponies, free candy. I mean, what else do you want?
I actually don't think he's as crazy as Trump. Legitimately, I know. Like, really, I know. He's not.
We need to get him on the show.
We're trying. We've been reaching out to you, Vermin. If you're listening.
That would be so awesome if he called in. That seriously would make my day. I would squeal like a schoolgirl.
Well, we've been in contact. Berman's holding out, but we'll get him on soon. We'll get him on soon.
He's holding out for Alex Jones, isn't he? That bastard. There's that no cheating doubt. Bastard.
Mikhail, you tell him what's up. Okay, real news. Let's go back to Saudi Arabia, because this is a really, really, really big deal. And nobody's discussing this. It's the whole Yemen. We're literally talking about 2,000 civilians dead. Because, okay, let's think about the situation last summer in Gaza. And just all those children got murdered. And so many people rally around the Palestinians in Gaza. And they are ignored on a huge international level. And they were murdered with no repercussions if Israel just did that. But there is still a sector of the population that sees that murder and cries out and waves the flag and says, hey, you know, this is horribly happening. I haven't seen the outcry that I did with Gaza for Yemen. And it should have happened with Gaza. That's not in question to me. It should have been louder. It should have been broader. And that, you know, should
at least there was some mention about it. And what's going on in Yemen, it's been largely silent, particularly in quote-unquote...
Even in the activist circles.
Yes.
And that's what really gives me the biggest concern, because when there's this mass murder going on in Gaza, you know, activists speak out and they say, hey, this is happening. And it's not that stops the murder, but at least somebody recognizes it, and maybe the recognition will say, help, I don't know. But Yemen is just deaf ears. Almost 2,000 civilians dead. Dead. What do we do about that? Like, and we're supporting these people. These are the people that it's going to come out that they, on paper, were behind 9/11 on paper. And then, you know, that's a whole different thing. Like, this is the country you live in. As Claire said, we're in 1989 at this point.
Yeah,
We're so far past 1989.
Well, right now we've got a report. It's actually from Amnesty International. And they've called for the UN to set up a panel of inquiry to investigate possible war crimes committed during the Saudi-led conflict. And so far U.S.-backed, absolutely.
But Saudi-led.
In particular, and they've kind of zeroed in on 8 different airstrikes by the Saudis and their allies during a research, quote-unquote, research mission in June and July. But so far, since March, we've had almost 2,000 civilians have been killed. And overall, we've had over 4,000 people have lost their life during this conflict. But again, we can't stress that enough, that almost 50% of them were civilians. We're people that had no intention of attacking anybody, no weapons in their hands, nothing. Innocent men, women, and children.
Listen, dead. March, to August 4th is when they stopped taking these statistics. March to August the 4th. We're talking, for somebody in the South, that's a college football season, timely. The worst that can happen to us, we lose 13 games, whatever. That's horrible.
I don't ever think about that.
But listen, 2,000 civilians. 3,000 civilians died in 9/11. And we were ready to literally start bombing countries that had nothing to do with 9/11 because of the fear that created in us. Alright, well, they got the same skin color as the people that bombed us. Fuck it, kill them.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And now here we are. Nobody cares. Nobody cares these 2,000 people are dead. Nobody cares. Not even activists. Like, God bless Amnesty for going down there and reporting these numbers. Because nobody would know about it. And Amnesty is saying on both sides of the war right now, like, even Yemen, like, nobody's playing fair. Like, they're doing some messed up stuff, too. But Saudi has so much power, and so much money, they're just wiping them out.
And again, America has her hands in all of it, as always.
Well, they're backing it financially, they're supporting it, they're putting...
So if America's backing it financially, that means that our taxpayer dollars are backing this war.
Go ahead. What do you think? Continue. What do you think these wars are going to get? What are you going to win?
Freedom.
Like, is that what you think? You're going to win freedom?
That's what
do you really believe that blowing up a bunch of brown people overseas, you're going to be able to wave your flag on the 4th of July a little bit higher?
Freedom.
What kind of drugs are you people on? How in the world do you think that any of this is relevant? You have been so brainwashed.
You know what kind of drug I'm on, buddy? Freedom.
That's what it is. They just keep saying that word to you over and over and over. Well, it's about freedom. You need some freedom. Well, the Iraqis have done nothing, but we're going to say the word freedom. So we're going to go blow a country up. We're going to kill women. We're going to kill children. We're going to kill innocent men. We're going to kill people that had nothing to do with anything, that had anything to do with attacking this country. We're going to blow them up because they had the similar skin color, the hue of their skin. Hue of their skin. Kill them and you accept it. Oh, and let me tell you something. For you people out there right now that say, because God and Christianity, because I'll tell you something. I believe in God very much so. I don't know how you cannot look up at the stars and not believe in God. I believe personally that Jesus Christ is the Savior. And guess what? Freedom. He taught peace. You're idiots. You're hypocrites. You're hypocrites. How dare you say that I sit here and go, well, I'm pro-life. I don't believe in abortion. Oh, I'm pro-death penalty. I'm pro-bombing people. I'm pro-killing. Morons. You're idiots. What do you believe in? You believe in a flag. You don't believe in a God.
Oh, I believe in freedom, buddy. Freedom. That's what this whole thing's about. Freedom.
That flag is their God.
Yeah,
they're morons.
How does this make us free? How does killing innocent
people? It makes them slaves.
Bombing them in
it makes
the
them slave to the corporations.
Freedom. How does that make us free? How does any of this make us free?
It does
how
because
does the
they said it
spy
on
the
TV. On
every single text and tweet and dick pic. How is that? How's anything?
The only people in this conversation that has ever encroached on your freedom, ever, is the United States government. Guess what? Iran is not confiscating your text messages. Russia is not reading your emails. Saudi Arabia, well, maybe Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah. Back up there, buddy. Freedom.
Iraq is not looking at what you're looking at on Facebook. The U.S. government is doing all of that and more.
Did they ever get the lights back on over there in Iraq?
No, them brown people, what do they know? Kill them all. Kill them all. Kill them all.
Freedom.
Freedom. We need freedom, Shannon.
Got to have it. If we don't have freedom, all them brown people could die. Freedom.
That's what they brainwash these people in this country to believe. The fear of a guy because of the color of his skin. And
he's like, we've been down this
road. Do you realize how many Muslims there are in this world? But they've convinced these idiots that all these people in these religions are out to kill them.
Well, did you see the same American Sniper that I saw? That movie spells it out and outlines it very clear.
Chris
freedom.
Kyle.
Brown people, not freedom. Freedom, brown people not freedom. Did you see the sneer on their faces?
I'm going to say it, and I want to go on record. We can quote me on this. Anyone that believes that Chris Kyle is a hero, their brain is excrement. They are so stupid that they deserve the worst of what you believe these other countries are doing to you. You do not deserve freedom if you believe Chris Kyle was a hero.
Freedom. Freedom.
Say it again.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
You want to get louder than that? Let's vote for Jeb Bush. Let's vote for Donald Trump. They're going to save us. Hey, where's voting has gotten us in the past? We didn't even vote Obama in. We gave him the Nobel Peace Prize.
We didn't vote George Bush in either, now that I'm thinking about it. First term. That second term, I'm still trying
How'd that work out? There.
Freedom. Well, not for the Iraqi people, but freedom for everybody else.
Freedom for their bank accounts.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so tired of it. What kind of illusions and delusions are you people believing in? Because it's a collusion to destroy you. There's no question, there's no doubt. If you think any different, I'm about to tell you what it's all about.
It ain't freedom.
No, that's what they think. It's fear. It's fear. There's a reason I am the emancipation propagandist. Because you know what? These people want to live in fear. You want fear, I'll give you fear. Oh, they're coming to get you. The Muslims, they hate you. I can give you fear all day long. You're going to be scared. Are you more comfortable being scared? Or are you more comfortable hearing the truth? Because obviously, those lies tuck you in real deep at night. You're good with it. Because the truth makes you feel a little uncomfortable. Because you know how many people go overseas, fight in Iraq, and I get death threats on a daily basis. Because of people that worship Chris Kyle and that, well, you can't talk about bad about that Navy SEAL. How dare you? You hate our military.
He's a brother in arms. Freedom.
You know what? That's called fear. Because anybody with a brain that went overseas would have realized we're not protecting anyone's freedoms. You would know it if you had a brain. And here's the thing. I really genuinely believe that the soldiers that went over there recognized that we had no business being over there. There was nothing that we had to do over there. But they convinced themselves of the lie because it tucks them in easier at night. They don't have to deal with their own sins. They don't have to implicate themselves in the horrible things they have done because they convinced themselves we weren't lied to. But they know it. They know it. And they go on such a struggle of sitting here calling Chris Kyle an idiot. And Chris Kyle at this point, for anybody that doesn't know or recognize, it ain't about Chris Kyle. It is about him representing a certain aspect of this country, of the military, and the endeavors of this empire.
Two words, Duck Dynasty. Go ahead.
Right, that's it. Duck Dynasty is another great example.
Your target demographic is pretty much American Sniper, Chris Kyle, and Duck Dynasty. Not hating on the Duck Dynasty guys, but not my people.
I'll tell you this, the Duck Dynasty people didn't say they sat on the top of the Superdome picking up Americans. They didn't say they picked off two Americans at a gas station in Texas. And they didn't write a book about how they wish they had killed more people because it was so much fun.
Freedom.
And you call this guy hero.
That's, you want to know the price of freedom? Well, I think we just spelled it out right there.
The problem ain't Chris Kyle. The problem is you. The problem is the mass public buying into this garbage. Guess what? There's bad people in the world. There's people that lie. There's people that do horrible things.
And most of them work for the United States government. Go ahead.
They don't. But here's the problem. I think it is what it is. With the, as far as it comes to government, people act like nobody in the government is bad. Nobody. Well, the IRS, I don't like them taking my money, so they may be bad. So maybe the IRS hires bad people. But, no, them people in the military, no, they're all heroes. All heroes. Every single one of them. They put on a uniform.
For the IRS, how they get paid?
You do realize Jeffrey Dahmer wore a uniform, right?
Uh-uh.
You do realize Son of Sam wore a uniform, right?
You're reaching now.
Heroes. No, they're heroes.
They're not near as prolific.
Brainwashed.
They're not near as prolific of serial killers as Chris Kyle is.
Not even close. Not even close. But he did it with a star-spangled, blood-spattered lie and made a bunch of money. Oh, and then he got killed, and I tell you
well,
what.
Well, his his widow made a bunch of money.
Well, she got 1.8 taken from her.
Oh, yeah, there was that little discrepancy.
That was insurance that paid for it, though. That was even insurance. That wasn't even like she got money taken from her.
She could have done a crowdfund me or something, or GoFundMe or something like that, crowdfunding.
Trust me, from the death threats I've gotten, she could have raised that in 10 times more. Yeah. They love it. They love being lied to. They love getting in bed with the lies. That's America. I'm sick of you people. It's not Americans I'm sick of. It's just people because you believe this nonsense.
Well, Furman Supreme is running 2016. Everybody bring your pencils to the polls. Make sure you...
Because they're going to erase it anyway. Make sure it's a pencil.
V-E-R-M-I-N-S-U-P-R-E-M-E. Furman Supreme 2016 Fierce Boot. If you're going to vote for nobody, that'd be the guy to vote for. Because he's somebody.
I still like Ron Paul, to be honest with you. I know he ain't running.
No, man, he's old.
I don't care.
I mean, I like the guy. Don't get me wrong, but he's old.
I'm a fan of Ron.
Yeah.
Because you know what? They about crucified Ron over Chris.
Well, and you're hearing a lot of the candidates bring up a lot of the same. Of course, they're bringing their own distilled version of it. Oh, yeah, that Ron Paul had a good idea with this, but yeah, I totally disagree with him over here. Because
well, I can't make
any money through corporate interest if I go ahead and agree to all that stuff. That's just crazy talk. But, yeah, when candidates bring up a lot of Ron Paul's rhetoric, you get a smattering of applause every single time. And that's really where we're at as a country. The majority is fed up, and the majority are the people that are not voting right now. That's your majority right there.
That's how Trump's getting votes. That's how Trump's gaining these polls, because they're so stupid, and yet they're so fed up.
Well, wait a minute. I've seen him on TV. Hell yeah, I'll vote for him.
Right.
He wants to get rid of the brown people down south.
I'm going to tell you something. If Carson Daly threw his foot
in
the
ring, it'd be over.
It would be over. Yeah.
Have Britney Spears as a running mate.
Listen, man. Christina Aguilera will be the president tomorrow. Kanye West, don't even get me started. These people would win.
Yeah.
Maybe not Kanye.
Nah, he's got too much baggage.
Yeah. Well, so is Donald Trump.
Yeah. No fucks given. None. Two middle fingers way up in the air.
$10 billion.
Yeah. Bought and paid half of the people on this stage that I'm sitting here talking with right now.
Yeah.
Bought and paid.
This stage. I would.
God, who was it? Which candidate was it?
Would love to tell you that he did buy and sell us, because I would be living a lot more
comfortably. There was one of the candidates that actually piped up and said something about, how do I get on that list, Don?
Kasich. It was Kasich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kasich was all like, can I get some of that, please?
Yeah.
But John Kasich's done. I tell you what, we got a couple minutes here. Shannon.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where the end game is for what this is eventually going to come to as far as the presidential race. I really don't know. I don't know where this ends.
There are no more leaders. We are the leaders. You are the leaders, not us. Not here in the studio. You are. Anti-Media Radio. Check out Nick Burnaby tomorrow night. SM Gibson, Shannon Madden. We are out. Peace. I'ma let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.